May.
Are they on? Right. Are you guys? Okay. Yeah.
Are we ready?
Yeah, at your discretion. Go ahead.
Okay. I'd like to call to order this meeting at Code Enforcement Board on Tuesday, October 23rd, 18. Oh, right on the nose. Yeah. Okay.
I'm sorry about that.
First, I'd like to roll call.
Yeah, Chairperson Matthew Criswell, Vice Chairperson Greg Guerrero, Board
Here.
Member, oh, I'm sorry, Board Member Carol Gilb.
Here.
Board Member Maurice Capro.
Here.
Board Member Bill Poe.
Here.
Board Member Dennis Robinson.
Here.
Senior City Attorney Jennifer Nix.
Here.
And I'd like to say that Mr. Criswell has an acceptable excuse for not being here today. Next, I'd like the invocation, if everybody would stand. Let's have a moment of silence for first responders. Our people in the service and all the branches, and also the officers in Winter Springs. And could Ms. Nix give the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Please have a seat. First, can everybody take any devices off, phones or anything else, mechanical devices, electronic? And could we have any agenda change?
No, sir.
The one case. Okay. And any swearing in of officers or any witnesses today? Now, any testimony on the first one?
This will be the only case that's on the agenda for tonight. It's item number 600. It's a non-compliance case. Case number 2017-CE-001357. The address is 618.
If you mind, sir, I believe before that, you got the consent agenda?
Oh, it set the agenda for a minute, so I was going to do that last.
Oh, okay.
We can do it after. It's okay.
We can do it after.
That's fine.
Minutes from last month, yes.
The property owner is Gregory and Deborah Malinchek. The violations were of Winter Springs City Ordinance 13-2, subsection B, for junk and debris, 17-1, obstruction of a sidewalk and or a right-of-way, 6-195, maintenance of a fence or wall. The original hearing was held on September 26, 2018. The date of service for the property was October 4th of 2018. I apologize, I have 2018. There was 2017 was the original hearing date. And the inspector is myself, Code Officer Rich McLaren. The case was originally brought forth before the board by Captain Chris Deisler on September 26, 2017 for the violations as listed. The property owner was found in violation and was given until October 10th of 2017 to come into compliance, or a fine of $250 a day would be applied. As of today's date, October the 23rd, 2018, the property is still not in compliance with the code board order, as there is junk and debris present, the basketball hoop is in the right-of-way area, and the fence is in disrepair. No contact has been made with the property owner at this time. This is an original photo from Captain Deichler's case. I know it's hard to see. The fence over in area over in here is in disrepair, as the fence panels are not meeting up, and there is junk and debris present on the side of the house. Over here for the fence and the junk and debris here. This is another photo from the original case of a trailer in the driveway with an excessive amount of junk and debris present. And here is the basketball hoop in the right-of-way. It's still in this area, however, it's not in the upright position. It's laying down in the grass. This was during a re-inspection that I performed in August of 2018. As you can notice, the junk and debris on the side of the property. And a little bit more on the side. This was in a month later in September of 2018, and also by the front door. So much, a little bit has been cleaned up by the garage. However, it's sort of migrated from the garage area over towards this area of the property. I recommend the property be found in non-compliance and the fine of $250 a day as per order by the code board be applied to the property and entered as a lien on the property.
Okay.
May I mention something real quick just to clarify? Officer McLaren, I think that there was a Scrivener's error maybe about, I think it said 13 subsection.
It should be subsection B for junk and debris.
In the original order, it's subsection C.
That might have been an error on...
The order that's here is subsection
C. It's
a but I mean, for the, it's on the notice of noncompliance it's hearing, it's 13-2B, but you also, of course, have reference to the order,
yeah,
this one, which is correct,
now,
so...
If I remember looking at the paperwork correctly, when I was going through Chris's stuff, it was 13-2 subsection B was on there.
I don't know if that's what was on the PowerPoint, but on the notice of code violation and the order, it's 13-2C. So subsection B and C both make note of debris type of things. I think there's kind of an overlap there.
Okay.
But that's why I was thinking it was just a Scrivener's error, maybe on the agenda or PowerPoint. And I guess my point was, on the notice of noncompliance hearing for notice purposes, as far as the respondent goes, while it says 13-2B, it also says in the paragraph below that if your code if the code enforcement board finds your property in violation of the above referenced city codes, and I would say that the order that you referenced, which has 13-2C, is incorporated into that.
Good.
So I don't think it's an issue. I just want to make sure that the board's looking at the right subsection tonight.
Because I will say that looking at the notice from September of 2017, it does also have 13-2C from the original hearing, like when Chris brought it, like way
let's
before.
See.
And as part of the PowerPoint that he gave to.
And if there's any reason, you know, if anybody wants to look at the actual text of 13-2C, that's of course in the notice of code violation. That's in your packet from staff. Pardon the interruption.
So how does this affect the motion?
I would say that it could be construed by the board to just be a Scrivener's error and not affect going forward with the compliance hearing. And my reason for that is the original notice of code violation said 13-2C. The original notice of hearing for the prior hearing said 13-2C. The board order says 13-2C. And then it was just a Scrivener's error on the notice as to tonight. However, the notice as to tonight, what I was mentioning is it notes 13-2B, 6-195, and 17-1, which the other two are correct, you know. But the notice also states that the notice of hearing for tonight says that it's the board's looking to see whether or not they're in compliance with 13-2B as in boy, 6195, and 17-1, but it also makes reference to this very order, which has the correct subsection, mm-hmm. and they've already been notified and given that in the past. So mm-hmm. I wouldn't say that the board has to mm-hmm. construe that as a notice problem or anything, because I think it's incorporated into your notice.
Okay.
So I don't think it would affect the motion, if that's what you mean.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
So is this a motion that is finding them still in violation of the city code?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'm.
You'll make a motion?
Yeah, I guess.
Ask the respondents first.
Well, there's no, is there any respondent here? Just record that there's no respondent here, so.
Thank you.
Okay, you want to make a motion?
I move to find the respondents in violation of the city code and that the penalty set forth in this board's previous order dated September.
26th.
26th, 2017, shall be imposed consistent with that order.
Second, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Any discussion? Can we have a roll call then?
Board Member Gilts.
Aye.
Board Member Poe.
Aye.
Board Member Robinson.
Aye.
Vice Chairperson Herrero.
Aye.
Board Member Capra.
Aye.
So Ms. Gilts gave the motion and Mr. Capro gave the second. And motion passes.
Mm-hmm.
And that ends that. And can we have a motion to accept the minutes from September?
Motion, Mr. Chair. I've reviewed them and motion to recommend as written.
And we have a second.
Second.
A roll call.
Board Member Robinson.
Aye.
Vice Chairperson Herrero.
Aye.
Board Member Capro.
Aye.
Board Member Gilts.
Aye.
Board Member Poe.
Aye.
That ends it. But now, can we have a consensus of having the meeting in November and December? Is that something that...
We did that at the last meeting.
Well, we have to do it this one.
Okay.
Is that fair with everybody here?
Unless we are going to have a meeting?
No.
We're not.
We're not. Consensus not to have it unless it's necessary for November.
We can't have it in December because it'll be the 25th.
I know that, but I mean for November.
Yeah, that's fine.
Unless it's necessary and then you call a special meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And so that just about ends it for this year.
Rich and Matt have to bring his cookies
for everybody.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Oh, that's true.
Matt's a really good baker. He'll take care of it.
Okay. Well, that was quick and fast.
We'll see you in September and January.
Okay. Well, happy holiday and
Holidays.
Holidays.
Yeah. A bunch of them.
Many.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Adjourned.
Meeting is adjourned.